guess I'll go in and piss on the fish.
Oh.
Oliver, these people are my clients. You are messing with my business. I have the food editor from the Post out there.
Is everything all right?
I would never humiliate you like this.
You're not equipped to, honey.
Leaving so soon, baby doll?
Huh? A family tiff seems to be developing. I don't know if we should leave, but I definitely advise skipping the fish course.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding. Lives we're leading the way we've always done before.
Look at the leaders we followed. Look at the light.
don't wanna hear no more. Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. In her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Come on, Lane. Mellow off. I mean, it's a brand new year. I understand there's a New Year's Eve dance at your school. You kids love this disco thing.
Disco? Come on, Dad.
You are really bringing me over, man.
Six o'clock.
Right off.
On.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
We could have had him.
Mr. Cohagen, telephone.
Yes, what is it?
Sir, the oxygen level is bottoming out in Sector G. What do you want me to do about it?
Don't do anything.
But they won't last an hour, sir.
Fuck them. Be a good lesson to the others.
got to be a worse indignity than it is anything else to Jerry. Oh, he banged him with that one. Ooh, and as Lawler slips out of the way, he nails the Colossus. Lawler's got him. Hart trying to get the big guy loose from the ropes. And look at Lawler go to work on him. He picks Andy up. He's going to suplex him. He suplexed him down, and now he rolls him over for the pile drive. Nope, a body slam.
You fans who started booing and hissing me tonight, don't try that again. Don't try that again. I am a star, and next time I come here, I want you all to get down on your knees and bow down to me. And if I pass you by, kiss my feet.
Yeah, okay.
You bunch of slimy right. Hicks from Memphis, Tennessee. You hicks, go and plow the plow the fields and the farms, you little hicks.
Just keep running your jaw, and you'll have worse than you got right now.
I'm not afraid. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs, why these... Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now, all right, God damn it. Hey. All right. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So... And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice.
Overwhelming. Give me all
seems overwhelming. And may our kiss goodnight, and everything will be alright. Tell me, Jimmy, I won't feel a thing. So get me Novocaine.
Seen Fletcher. Well, last Friday. Well, hell, he's on the road then. Well, don't believe me then. Fine. Sale. No. I'll be with you in just a minute, sir. Now, you're getting as mean as a sting bat, Seal. No, hell, don't call back. No, don't you call back. I got a business here, and Fletcher ain't none of my business.
What can I do you for?
Don't you want to test them? There's gas in them. Get them suckers a timer, too.
Thank you. One more time, I want to give the drummer some of this funky soul we got here. You don't have to do no soloing, brother, just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, cause it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. It's in my collar. I got the holler. I said it's in my feet. Feels so sweet. It's in my shape. Good God. About to wipe me to death. It's in my shape. You're about to wipe me to death. It's in my shape. I walk the floor. I wanna walk the floor. One, two, three, four, get it. God. Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky? We'll be right back.
knows she called my house for a reason. Here she is.
Wait a minute. The franchise distracted by... Oh!
With the kisser. She slapped him in the face. One, two!
No!
No!
He got out of it. I can't believe it. What in the world is she doing? She's still in ringside, bitch. I don't know.
I guess she's here to help Buff. She just slapped the franchise, right?
I guess she's on it. Buff!
And boy, Buff is putting the high gear. Big crossbody. One, two. He's up on the apron on the two count. I'll be with you in a minute.
But Bagwell, to his everlasting credit, concentrating on the franchise.
Buff up on top, and down he goes. Collides. One, two.
No.
Oh, she's cheering Buff on. Yeah.
What kind of alliance are we seeing develop here?
He is out here with Buff. Oh, my goodness.
He's in the ring.
This is startling developments.
Wow. Torrey Wilson and Buff Bagwell.
The first time tonight. Wow.
Oh, man! Oh, hang on! Good night!
Buff got suckered.
What is Torrey doing? She slapped the taste out of the franchise and crotch shot it back. Oh.
Pittsburgh plunge! Count it!
No!
The franchise can't believe it. Neither can Torrey Wilson.
I believe you're expecting me. Let's talk. feel the rhythm.
You're a relic. Yes, you are. You can't deny it. Vestigial, archaeological, redundant. Artifacts of a bygone era. Of historical interest only.
It's the morning and just we two.